I'm Taylor Holbrooks, host of Morning Edition. Federal funding for public radio is under serious threat. An end to that funding would make live streams like this one difficult to keep going. Stand up for public media and help fortify WYPR's future. Tell your member of Congress you support WYPR by visiting protectmypublicmedia.org, and thanks.
And joining me now is Governor Wes Moore. Governor, welcome to the show.
Great to talk to you, Tom.
Good to have you back. So Vincent Schiraldi said he resigned yesterday as the Secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services. Was that his idea or yours?
Yeah, well, I call for his resignation. And I'm happy about the direction that I think we are going to go in with DJS under the leadership of, you know, what I'm going to be recommending, calling Betsy to go forward. I think about the progress that's been made. Where Secretary Schiraldi has come in and came in really into one of the more troubled agencies that we had within state government. We saw how for my predecessor, that we saw the Juvenile Services sent roughly $130 million, most of it earmarked for youth rehabilitation, by the way, sent it back to the general fund over two terms. So we saw how Secretary Schiraldi walked into a department that was atrophied, that had a shortage of personnel, that was had a really downgrade of morale, and also saw its funds continually cut. And so I have a very high bar and a very high expectations for the type of change that I wanted to see. I don't have a very high level of patience on making sure that change happens. And so while I am I'm encouraged that we have seen just historic drops within violent crime, where we are now seeing that we're having the lowest crime rates that Maryland has seen, when it comes to homicides, non-fatals, that they lowest they've been in a decade, and I'm encouraged by what we've seen so far. I know that we just need to move faster and we need to do more. And so I call for his resignation, and I'm excited to move forward in a future where we know that we'll have new leadership at DJS.
And the acting secretary, you've asked Betsy Fox Tolentino to take on that role. You will be nominating her for the position permanently. Is that right?
I will be. She is my choice. I'm thankful that we have someone who is just so talented, who is coming on to be able to take on that role. Based on her experience, based on her knowledge of the agency, her understanding of innovative practices to help mitigate juvenile crime, I feel like she is the right person to lead the department going forward. She is my nominee, and I'm looking forward to the Senate Nomination Committee giving her a speedy confirmation.
What can Marylanders look forward to in terms of policy? Is it a matter of quickness and urgency that you're looking for, or is it a matter of changing the direction of the department? Secretary Schiraldi was criticized in some quarters for being too lenient, the perception among some was that he was not willing to hold young people accountable for their actions in a sufficient way. Do you expect a divergence from that philosophy of juvenile justice?
Well, I think people have come to know that my philosophy is I do believe in urgency. I do believe that we need to move quickly. And I know that public safety is my number one priority, and that public safety, to have true public safety, it means you have to have the right combination of accountability for those who break the law. And you need to make sure that you focus on rehabilitation. But I think about DJS specifically. I think that, during the new secretary's leadership, we have got to deepen operational rigor. I think we need to improve the quality of the facilities because I think that's going to help to drive better outcomes in our young people. And I believe that we've got to make sure we're continuing to build strong relationships with all of our partners. And that includes local leaders, that includes law enforcement personnel, that includes prosecutors, that includes advocates, that everybody needs to have a seat at the table, and that we take partnership and working together with all of those entities very seriously.
When a lot of people talk about accountability, what they really mean is jail. They want kids put in jail. They want them incarcerated they commit carjackings or if they commit, even more serious crimes, non-fatal shootings and even fatal murders. What does accountability mean to you? What does it mean to Betsy Fox Tolentino in your understanding?
I think accountability means being able to use all assets at your disposal. So if you're saying that accountability simply means a lecture, I think you're wrong. And I think if you're saying accountability means locking everyone up for everything, I also think you are wrong. I think accountability means being able to have all the tools at your disposal to make communities safe and to make make potential rehabilitation for those who have the chance at it. To making that real as well, and I think one thing that we saw when it came to, when it came to DJS, that again, when we came into office, we saw that of the many challenges within state government, there was probably no department that had more challenges that they had to deal with than DJS and the Department of Juvenile Services. This is an agency that is exclusively focused and devoted to serving and helping our children. And so when you watch the depletion of the budget that we saw under our predecessor, when you watch the depletion of personnel that we saw there, it was just very difficult to be able to have any type of tools at your disposal to be able to make sure that accountability could be real. And so, so I think in the cases that we are talking about incarceration, we need to make sure that mode is available. In the cases where we're talking about there are other options that we can pursue, I think we need to make sure that those options are available as well.
If those resources weren't available to Secretary Schiraldi, given the fact that, you and the General Assembly struggled mightily to balance the budget this past session and included some new revenue sources that, hadn't heretofore been necessary, where do those resources come from? Are you confident that the new acting secretary will have the resources she needs?
I am confident because I think even despite the fact that even just in this session, we turned a structural deficit into a surplus, we were able to give the middle class a tax cut and we were able to keep 8% within the rainy day fund, which is above the recommended amount. We were also still able to provide additional resources to our Department of Juvenile Services that we saw during just in the 2.5 years that I've been the governor and with Secretary Schiraldi under his leadership, being able to champion innovative and award-winning platforms like the Thrive Academy, being able to help support young people who are the most, had the highest probability of either being the victim or the perpetrator of gun violence. So we were able to still provide resources to the department. And I know that under Acting Secretary Tolentino, we're going to be able to, make those same assurances that we're going to get the department and our young people what they need in order to grow and thrive.
All right, Governor, I'm grateful for your time. I appreciate it. That's all the time we have. Thanks so much. That's Maryland Governor Wes Moore. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, Controller Brooke Learman and Coach Bob Bagg. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us.